proclamation number 6527 dated the April 20th, 1956. The adversary's attempts to slip in. Don't let any kind of anxiety take hold of you, for this is the working of my adversary who will make use of all means to separate you from me. Everything that gives you a feeling of being distant from me is his work, but you can eliminate this yourselves by joining me ever more closely. Believe me, I will always be with you as long as your will applies to me. Believe me that he will not be able to get anywhere and that all his efforts will be in vain because I myself will render them ineffective. Your anxiety is therefore entirely unfounded. He is, after all, not stronger than I am, and I promise you my protection in every earthly and spiritual adversity. Nevertheless, you will keep trying and you yourselves offer this opportunity to him as soon as he knows you to be weak and fearful. Whereas you will instantly slacken if you take refuge in me with complete confidence in my help. I have often drawn your attention to the fact that he is lurking around you in order to avenge himself, to incapacitate your work for me and my kingdom. For this reason you must overcome your weakness and appeal to me for strength and you will receive it. Nevertheless, the decisive factor is your faith whose intensity can dispel him instantly but he makes use of its weakness for his own benefit. He will not be able to dominate you, since you belong to me on account of your will, but he can still intimidate and pester you. And then you must fight him by taking refuge in me and requesting my special protection, which he cannot bear up to. But neither will I prevent his course of action. After all, I want your faith to become increasingly stronger until the adversary finally finds no further target, until he must realize that his temptations are to no avail. You can truly be far stronger than him because you have an immeasurable amount of strength from me at your disposal, but you must also recognize him, regardless in which shape he approaches you. Everything that gives rise to unrest, everything which disruptively intrudes between yourselves and me, which wants to prevent your work for me and my kingdom, every doubt, all fear and each lapse, are my adversary's methods. They are unmistakable efforts on his part to pull you down, to distance you from me, to shake your faith and to extinguish the light from above. And he will not slacken. Time and again he will try to slip in and wreak havoc. But time and again I will also be willing to protect you. I will never leave you to him without a fight. You, however, can gain much and every temptation by him can strengthen your faith until you are no longer a target for him, until the strength of your faith no longer permits him to slip in. You humans are all subject to his influence but as long as you don't belong to me you don't think his influence is bad and willingly given to him, for he is still your master whom you do not resist. But anyone who already belongs to my own experience sees everything coming from him as harassment, and thus it should be a sign for you to beware if you become anxious or are pursued by troublesome thoughts. Then you will know that he is at work, then you should very seriously take the path to me and these harassments will stop very quickly. Your earthly life need not be painful and difficult. You can spend every day in happy joyfulness if only you join me with all your heart and hand every problem over to me with complete trust. Then I will take care of you and guide you safely and soundly on the path to ascent, for then you will have totally handed yourselves over to me and my adversary will have no more claim over you. Amen.